Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Also, Sam joining us here for the remainder of the program tonight. You can also join him on his website, obscuredtruth.com. Sam, you cranked out at least a couple of videos over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And people can see those. What's the most recent one? The Eli Rivera candlelight vigil situation?
It is. Yeah, we're taking more of a cinematic approach with some of these, and I hope you guys enjoy them.
So head over to obscuredtruth.com to take a look-see at that. Also, Sam, you just posted over at freekeen.com a few moments earlier this evening about the a really nasty situation of passing the buck between the bureaucrats. And I want to talk a little bit about that, but we need to go to these phone calls here. So let's start things out. I think Scott the Bigot is with us. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, Ian, Sam, and Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
I'm sure you've heard of the term the New World Order, haven't you?
I've heard the term.
You have. The New World Order, also known as One World Government, I think your audience needs to know that it's not some conspiracy or some nut job theory. It's an actuality, and it's here on our doorstep now. And what that means is it refers to a conspiracy of Goldman Sachs, the Rothschilds, George Soros, the Federal Reserve, the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Bankers on Wall Street, who have plotted a Jewish world conspiracy for world domination. This is not some nut job theory. And this will be achieved, gentlemen, by the devaluation of the U.S. dollar that will lead to the destruction of the U.S. economy. You may wonder, well, why would the Jews want the destruction of the U.S. economy so that they can then
take over the U.S. economy? The Jews are all the same, right?
But it doesn't end there. It does not end there, gentlemen, because the New World Order does not even include our Zionist-occupied government, which has a deadly stranglehold on U.S. foreign policy. And what I mean by this is the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. You've heard of AIPAC, haven't you?
I know they exist.
Well, let me tell you something about AIPAC. They wield tremendous economic, political, and social power. They are the primary reason why we were attacked on 9/11. Them and their brethren, the fanatical Zionists in Israel.
So you don't think the 9/11 attacks had anything to do with the fact that the United States government was killing people in the Middle East for years?
Let me explain. We were killing people in the Middle East. We were killing Palestinians. And we were killing Palestinians with blood money, over $10 billion given to the Zionists in Israel, who used this money to butcher innocent Palestinian men, women, and children. And the Muslim world got outraged, and they took their righteous revenge. I repeat, their righteous revenge against the United States. In layman's terms, it was payback for the United States for always supporting Israel.
When does somebody get signed into the Jewish world conspiracy? I'm wondering at what age does a baby Jew get their full-fledged New World Order club card?
Not every Jew is an international Jew. A lot of them like blacks. Not every black can go to the NBA. There are Jews that are tailors, peddlers, but when I mean international Jews.
But you've told us in the past that they're all in on it.
I mean international Jews. International meaning.
So you're changing your story now. You're not saying that every single person who is Jewish is involved in a grand conspiracy to control the world?
No. I'm saying that international Jews like George Soros. You've heard of George Soros, haven't you?
What about the international Christians? What about the international?
What is an international Jew? Do they have a jet?
An international Jew is a person like the Rothschilds that know no boundaries. They control money, the flow of money and capital. It doesn't matter whether it's the United Kingdom or the United States. They control an international funds through different countries. There is no boundaries.
Scott, does the New World Order control the media in the United States?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
yes,
and that's made up of CEOs of lots of different companies that are directing those various media outlets. Are all of those CEOs Jews, or how does that work?
Robert Murdoch is a mogul, but he's not a Jew. But yet you've got the Sulzberger family.
So wait, he's in charge of, what, CNN?
Murdoch, that's Fox.
Robert
Fox.
Murdoch owns Fox.
Rupert Murdoch.
Murdoch, he owns, of course, the Wall Street Journal. He owns the Financial Times in London. He owns a bunch of newspapers all over the world. He's not a Jew. But you've got the Sulzberger family.
So how does your theory hold water, then?
What's that?
How does your theory hold water?
Oh, my theory holds water very easily, because not every mogul in the world is Jewish. I never said that. I'm saying that the majority of the so-called big boys are, like the Sulzberger family. Did you ever hear of the Sulzbergers?
No.
They own the New York Times, the Boston Globe, and the New York Times is the most liberal, communist, Jewish paper in the world. ABC, NBC, CBS, all directed by behind the scenes by the Jews.
Well, it's easy to say behind the scenes, Scott, because behind the scenes, you don't need any proof, you know, if you just say behind the scenes. That's not really a fair statement. I mean,
what I mean by that is that they don't want to come out a lot of times. Like, you got Rahm Emanuel, who's very open. You've got David Axelrod. But a lot of these Jews that are behind CBS, NBC, they own the companies. But they don't want to, like William Paley that owned CBS, he died.
So,
but a lot of them don't come out. They hide in the woodwork.
Okay, what do we do about all this? What's the answer?
Well,
what's
we got a one-world government. And what we do about it is that there's going to be a revolution in the United States, because the American people are being taxed to the hilt. They're being strangled to death by taxation. We don't make anything anymore. We have no manufacturing.
Okay, so if the New World Order then collapses the dollar and makes it worthless and wipes out everybody's savings, how is it they're going to have money and time to revolt when they're worried about eating?
That's precisely, they will revolt, because they've got nothing to lose.
Scott, why don't you blame the international Christians? I mean, you're admitting that not all of the people that own all of the media organizations and run the governments of the world are Jewish, or international Jews, as you called them. You are admitting that, and why don't you place the blame on the other folks that adhere to different religious beliefs?
It's funny you say that, because there are some. Let's look at evangelical Christians. Evangelical Christians support Israel. They're responsible for the close alliance with Israel, because they believe in their nutty mind that there's going to be a Messiah. Jesus is going to come to earth and all
okay.
of this stuff.
And Scott, you know what they all have in common?
What?
They all use government to wield the power and to gain control over others. So rather than maybe going out and preaching hate against Jews or whatever other races you don't like, what if you just taught people that, look, this is what government does, and rather than calling for a revolution where we can just wipe it all out and start over again and eventually get to this same point, you know, 100, 200, 300 years down the road, why not just teach people that, look, we don't need folks ruling over us. We don't need someone telling you how to live. We think you're capable of doing it all on your own.
That's a good point. I'm going
to
be frank.
I think we're making progress here. I'd like to say that over so many calls of just nonstop bashing on Jewish people, I think this is the first call that we've had with Scott where we've actually gotten him to admit that when he says Jews, whereas before he said in the past it's all of them, they're all in on it, now you're saying it's just the international ones, which you define as the moguls, the people that are running the media companies and running governments and things like that. So really, when you're saying that, and I also got you to admit that there are evangelical Christians out there in similar roles. So that, and tying into what Sam just said, it sounds to me that, Scott, what you've said, but not overtly, is that your problem is people that are in search of power, regardless of whether they consider themselves Jewish or whether they consider themselves an evangelical Christian or a Muslim or whatever it is that their belief system might be or their race might be. That you're concerned mostly with people that are wielding power over others. And I hope that that's something that you can really come to understand as time goes on, that it doesn't matter what country you were born in, that it doesn't matter what amount of melanin you have in your skin or what hair color you have or what your religious beliefs are. What matters is what your opinion is about how other people, other human beings, should be treated. And I know that we've talked to you before and you don't necessarily believe that all human beings are equal, and we'll disagree on that. Thank you for the call tonight. But I hope that you'll come to understand that it's power that's the issue. It's force that is being used over over others. That is the issue.
And people's belief in that as well.
Right. Regardless of who is wielding that, it's the issue is not what their religion is. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, and they include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site. Free for you, freetalklive.com.
Check out the Lowcountry Liberty Report. This Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. He doesn't pretend to be unbiased in reporting and tries to add a little humor to every report. Find his videos at lclreport.com, or you can join their group on Facebook or Twitter. It's lclreport.com.
I'm an advertiser now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, with LCL Report.
For what?
Freekeen.com.
Okay, well, so is Free Talk Live.
Great. So, yeah, LCL Report, good stuff. 800-259-9231. We're going to continue with your phone calls here, and then we'll update you on a situation involving bureaucrats passing the buck. If you've ever tried to get a bureaucrat to take responsibility for anything, you know exactly what this is about. Let's go first, though, to Nick in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hi, I want to talk about two things.
Yes, sir.
The second, I think Mark will like. But the first is, I was wondering if you guys had any insight. I've heard that I've heard from people that artists usually make their money from buying their albums. And I've heard also the opposite, that artists usually make the most money from concerts, and that the record companies usually, or whatever companies you want to call them.
I've heard the latter of those two. It's my understanding the artist doesn't make very much off of an album sale.
Okay, because I've heard that people, when, you know, I may or may not be illegally downloading music, that people are saying, well, you should buy their albums, you know, it's the best way to support your artist. So I was wondering if there was actually any factual...
Unless the album's going double platinum and it's a super, super hit... They're not going to make money on it. They're lucky to recoup all of the investment costs. But, you know, they're paying $100,000 for studio time and mastering. And the record companies will go out, pick out a bunch of bands that they like. They'll sign them up. They'll pick a few to really invest some bucks in and hope that those turn a profit and they're able to pay off some of the other ones that are not so successful.
Well, point of information here, if the artist that you're looking to support is with a major record label, then that's the situation where they aren't making much on a CD sale.
Right.
But if the
newbies don't make much money.
Right. If the artist, though, is not with a major record label, if they're just self-produced,
yeah,
then there's a good chance they're making a better profit on a CD sale. Whereas an artist that's with a major label might be making 50 cents on a CD sale.
Mm-hmm.
If the artist is producing their own discs, they might be making a buck or two. You know, I don't know exactly what the markup is usually, but there's more room for profit when you don't have all the middlemen.
Yeah, there are websites like CD Baby where independents can go and post their own music, and they'll even show you how much they take versus how much they pay out to artists, and it's quite a bit different.
All right.
Nick, your thoughts?
I was wondering if there was any factual backing to either claim.
There's some on both sides, Nick. The fact is, if you want to support your the band that where you heard it first, kind of band, the new guys, you want to buy that. You want to go to their concerts and buy their T-shirts. If you love, I don't know. There are none coming to mind off the top of my head. Bette Midler, then you want to buy the album because Bette gets her money by not doing shows so much. Who's the Jewish lady that doesn't like to come out of her house? The blonde with the Barbara Streisand.
Plan.
Barbara Streisand is apparently stage fright.
Oh, really?
And but has an incredible voice. And if you like Barbara Streisand, buy Barbara Streisand's albums.
So that she's just making residuals at this point.
By and large.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. All right. My second point was about you guys discussing. I was going to call in about both these subjects yesterday, but I got a little tied up. So, but I was going to call you you guys about sort of you, meaning Ian, and Mark's little disagreement, or not really little, but disagreement about the tact and the of the marijuana protest. And
of the marijuana, the cannabis celebrations that have been going on here on a daily basis in Keene, New Hampshire. Are you meaning specifically the tact or lack thereof on the Pumpkin Festival day where six people were arrested?
I sort of meant like in general. I guess.
Okay.
I felt that you were being a little too harsh on Mark. I realized that the whole kidnapping thing, if he was the police officer, obviously isn't right, but I don't think designating him as a fascist and sort of a statist, just because it seemed to me like just because he was disagreeing with your opinion on the tactfulness of the whole protest that you were calling him. I mean, I might be wrong.
Mark was advocating. You're talking about our Saturday night shows where this conversation came out. we were talking about the Pumpkin Festival here in Keene, which is a yearly event, very, very popular. There was a 420 celebration that went on during that event. The police had a major presence, and they cracked down heavily on the activists that were smoking cannabis. There were three arrests for cannabis, three arrests for trespassing, so-called, in a public building, which is strange. But yeah. Mark had said that if he were in charge, he would have kidnapped those people, and you didn't use that term, Mark, but that's what it is.
Taking the paddy wagon down there.
You would have taken them, kidnapped them, and then released them in the middle of the woods. And
you said yourself that you'd be willing to do that. As long as it moved us towards liberty.
That
that's the reason I'd be doing it in order to get liberty for
if
us.
If cannabis was legalized, that's what you would do, right?
No, Mark had modified his proposal after I held his feet to the flames last night, and he said, all right, how about if we make a deal? We'll take you and your buddies out into the woods, and you can walk back, and then we'll give you medical marijuana as a result of it. I said, you know, I'm willing to compromise. I'm willing to work towards more freedom, and so if I could walk back from the woods somewhere to get medical marijuana passed for people, I'd do that. Wouldn't you, Sam?
I would, too, yeah.
The point of it is...
That easy to do politics, man. I'd be walking everywhere.
If I were the police chief, like I said, that's how I would handle it, and that beats the heck out of getting arrested. Wouldn't you agree? Walking back from Walpole, you want to get arrested.
Wanted to stay in jail.
Actually, aren't they both the same thing, basically?
Not really. I mean, being released...
It's kidnapping. Kidnapping is kidnapping. You're taking people away from their freedom, and I think I'm fully justified in calling you a fascist.
There's a record in one case, and there's not in the other. But really, the point is Ian, that the activism itself is taking people like me, who are on the borderline, you know, that support you guys, and some of them out there are being turned against the activism because they feel it's gone too far.
You can make that statement about anything.
Yeah. I guess you can.
It's not persuasive to me.
Yeah, well, of course, good sense never has been, as long as I've worked with you.
Right, you just stay inside, pot smokers. Don't come out and act like you're free people in public. How dare you?
364 days out of the year, brother. You got it. It's there.
This is the one day where
the cops have been kind. They're not coming after the pot smokers. They're not arresting them. And what do? You go and blow smoke in their face.
Why do you think the police made a big show of it at Pumpkin Fest? What do you think it's really all about?
Because they're annoyed?
Because they're annoyed. You think really that's it, Mark?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So I can tell you, having spoken to a former police officer, that he is pretty thoroughly annoyed.
Oh, I'm sure they are, but I don't think that's the reason they did it. The reason they did it is because if they let 20,000 people see a bunch of folks out there living free and smoking cannabis in the middle of, you know, the public street, that they're going to realize, hey, the police aren't in control. This was all about the police controlling people and reinforcing the paradigm that we're in charge, you do what we say, or we'll hurt you.
Yep, absolutely.
It's all about the police's authority if it's undermined, you know.
Exactly. It was a big image thing for them. Thank you for the call, Nick. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Good luck trying to get a bureaucrat to take responsibility for something that is supposed to be their job. We'll explain what Sam tried to do here in a little bit. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo or video to show that they are listeners to Free Talk Live. You can see that them for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, instructions as to how to get involved are also there. shrine.freetalklive.com. What if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving into the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. All right, so we'll take your calls about anything if you make them, and in the meantime, we'll talk about other things that might be interesting to you, like trying to nail down bureaucrats into taking responsibility for their supposed jobs, the things they're supposed to be responsible for. If you've ever called a bureaucracy and tried to talk to somebody to ask a question, in many cases you'll begin to experience what passing the buck is at a very, very unimportant level, you know, compared to what you're going to be talking about here, Sam. But usually when you call a bureaucracy and you ask a question, the person that you're asking will say something that, depending on how large the bureaucracy is, it affects larger bureaucracies worse than smaller ones. But depending on the size of the bureaucracy, the answer will usually be, "That's not my department." let me transfer you to who can handle that for you. And then you get transferred, and then maybe it'll be that person, or maybe they'll transfer
much
you somewhere
else. Much more likely
else.
It'll... Right, right. You'll probably go through a couple of people. Just try dealing with the people at the water company. You don't have to get very big in order to see this stuff in action.
Right.
And what's going to happen, by and large, is that you're going to finally get to the desk of the person, of somebody who's not there, and can, therefore cannot transfer you on. You will leave a message, and then likely never get a response. Call back and get transferred to somebody else who's not there, so therefore you can leave a message and not get a response. I have had circumstances where, I had rental properties, and there was this one guy at code enforcement that would always return my calls, and I can't remember the guy's name other than it being Chuck, and I used to say, Chuck, you're my very favorite bureaucrat. And because he would always call back at the very least. Of course, he worked for the extortion arm, so, you know.
He wants to talk to you.
Yeah, maybe. No, he would actually always forgive, have him move the trailer or paint the whatever, or whatever it is that he wanted. Have him do that, and we'll forget about it. Every time.
So, Sam, you contacted some bureaucrats here, I guess today or very recently. You, back in the early portion of this year, had spent 58 days in a jail cell because you would not identify yourself to your kidnappers. And as a result of that, even though they claim that you have the right to remain silent, apparently the rest of that statement is, and we have the right to hold you for as long as we want to.
To mention that, he was filming in a courtroom or the lobby. Which one was it in this case?
Second floor lobby of City Hall.
Right. So filming and on public property, which, you know, I thought the right of
the arrest.
Yeah, I thought that the press had the, you know, there was freedom of the press in this country. You should be able to film in different places, but, you know, no.
Oh, by the way, still no verdict in your case. You went to trial. It took 2 months to finish up the trial, and
right.
You're still waiting on that.
Right, but why would Burke give a verdict when he can hold it over my head for the next trial?
Which is happening Friday.
Yes.
On a suspended license case?
Right, yes. It was where I had no idea that my driver's license in Texas was suspended. They knew. Rivera looked it up and then got on the stand and lied about it and said that there were no other documents that he knew of that were not included in the case file, and this driving record was not in the case file, and then immediately leaving the court, they pulled me over and arrested me.
Right. So you had spent 58 days in jail on the initial arrest for the camera in the court lobby. They kept you there allegedly because you weren't giving them your name, which even though they knew what your name was, they still wanted the obedience from you.
Yep.
They wanted you to bow down to them and give up the information. Eventually, they ended up kicking you out the door after you sent a letter, a tort letter, essentially threatening the city council and the other bureaucrats with some liability. That's what you believe, I think, got you out quicker.
Yep.
But nonetheless, when you were in jail, they have a law, what they call a law library. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, it's a section in the library where the prisoners are supposed to be able to go and do research, look up case law, you know, find out about the charges that they've been dealt and prepare motions or, you know, anything that they would need to do to defend themselves against the system.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have an attorney, they're the only ones that can do that. And because they're not allowed to leave the jail, obviously, the jail needs to provide them access to the means to defend themselves.
Right.
And the vast majority of the people in there, the convicts, realize that if they're getting the free public defender service, then they're getting what they paid for it.
Sure.
That, you know, the public defenders are there to basically take their plea to the prosecutor, and that's really all they do.
Right, but so, you know, in New Hampshire, they actually try and charge some people for the public defenders?
Yes, I am aware.
Okay.
So in this case, the law library exists for prisoners that are interested in perhaps defending themselves and learning more about the system they're forced to experience. The system
mm-hmm.
that is being forced upon them, at the very least, should give them the tools that they need to where they could understand what is being done to them. They could have the laws of the state. They could have the federal statutes or whatever. You know, whatever supposed law would be applicable, they should have access to it.
Right.
And it shouldn't be very difficult in this digital day and age when they could just load it all on a CD-ROM and put it in there. But what did you find when you were actually in this law library when they would finally let you to it, which was difficult on its own?
So the physical law library looked pretty good. You know, they have stacks of books on these shelves, but once I started pulling them out, I realized most of them are from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. There are volumes missing. I couldn't find the charges that I was charged with because those volumes were missing. The court rules hadn't been updated since 1979.
Gosh.
Every time I asked to use the law library, it would take 3 or 4 days before they... That was the quickest they got to it. The slowest, I think, was 7 or 8 days. In one case, you know, I'm trying to defend myself. They're bringing these charges against me. They're refusing to let me use the law library for over a week. The other prisoners in the same cell block all signed a petition saying, please let Sam have access to the law library. And then the next day, they finally let me use it the first time. That's what it took.
And I'd like to also point out that, you know, because you've got to look at this from the angle of people that have to pay for this law library. And I've got to say that, you know, I don't like the idea of being extorted to pay for the law library. But remember that the people that are, you know, that run this system, they've got people in jail that have never hurt anyone, and they're not a flight risk. They just need they just pile people in jails because they've got jails. They've built the building.
You've got plenty of money to spend,
right,
apparently.
Well, they've got your money to spend.
Right.
So the little bit of money that is spent on the convicts' law library is nothing compared to the money that's spent incarcerating people on bogus
absolutely
charges and ones where people you know, didn't hurt anyone, drug charges, you know, theft, things like that. I mean, really, if somebody you know, has committed a burglary or something like that, do they have to be incarcerated?
No.
Incarceration is about flight risk or keeping people safe from some kind of madman. But the vast majority of the people in jail are neither of those.
Yeah, now the physical books can get a little expensive, but you can get everything digital these days on CDs. You can order LexisNexis, the court rules, the RSAs, all of that stuff is available online. It's so easy to get and view, but of course when you're in jail, they don't give you internet access.
Nope.
They had one computer that was the law library, and it was down for 3 weeks straight.
How old was the computer?
They, you know, probably 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
They were cheap Dell units that had the mouse with the ball in them still.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
So maybe 10 years old.
Yeah. So you basically found some serious inadequacies in their law library, and it was one of the things you wanted to address because you've been to jail for 58 days, and you didn't want anybody else to have to go through what you had gone through, and you want the guys that are still in there to have access to something that could possibly help them get out because, as you're pointing out, Mark, a lot of these folks are not violent people. They're not dangerous. They haven't harmed anybody else. And so you attempted to kind of
remedy the situation.
Find out something about this. Try to track it down because the superintendent said it wasn't his department. He had said, the guy in charge of the jail said, hey, I'm not in charge of the law library. That's the public defender's office. And so you called the public defender today, and you'll tell us here in a little bit what happened. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to HB.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your votes. We are currently in the first place position in the Podcast Alley voting contest. It happens on a monthly basis. We only ask you for one vote per month. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll only take you a moment. You only need an email address, and that proves that you're not a robot. That's the purpose behind collecting the email. But we're in first place, but that doesn't mean we can rest on our laurels, because this month has been particularly competitive. Last month was also competitive, but this month I would say the heat is up even more this month than it was last month. And so we really need to get out the vote, so to speak. And that means we need you, if you have yet to vote in the month of October, to go to vote.freetalklive.com.
It's kind of unfortunate because the podcast awards voting will be going on very soon. So we're going to be asking the listeners on pretty much a daily basis to be voting for that, too. So, you know, both of these are important, and we use them in both our industry advertisements to stations and our advertisements to, you know, potential advertisers. You know, it makes the show look, you know, makes them comfortable in carrying the show. We're award winning, you know.
There you go. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com. It looks like the Podcast Alley, or not Podcast Alley, but the Podcast Awards nominations period is over. So thanks to everybody that did nominate us there, and we'll let you know when the voting period does open for that. Because right now they're tallying the nominations in the Podcast Awards. But right now you can vote for Free Talk Live in the monthly contest at vote.freetalklive.com. So we continue here to tell you the story about Sam following up. Several months, you've been out of jail for a number of months now at this point. The court case that originally resulted from your arrest for carrying a camera or recording with a camera in the district court lobby is over and done with. You're still waiting on the verdict there. But you followed up with the public defender's office, because when you were in jail, you found that the law library there was very deficient. And I imagine that is not an uncommon story. I imagine that if there are people that have been in jail, and I'm sure if you have, and you can tell us this, you're welcome to call in to share your story. But this may have been one of the better fleshed out law libraries in the country for all we know. I mean, I don't imagine that these jail superintendents are really paying close attention to these little details of their jail, which to them it's just a little detail. But to a prisoner, this is one of the very most important things that they can possibly access. You don't have a whole lot you can do when you're in jail. And so you might as well read through their awful, awful law books and try to get some sort of comprehensive idea as to what exactly is being done to you. So the law library was incredibly deficient. Old books from the 1950s, court rules from the late 70s, 30-year-old court rules. They've been updated since then. They've changed the rules. They've made them more difficult.
His charges weren't even in the books.
Yeah. The city ordinances, they didn't have any copy of those. And failure to fingerprint and process, to fingerprint and be photographed, that's a Keene City ordinance, and I was charged with that, and they couldn't even show me the law that I was being charged with.
Right, so the Republicans out there that are like, oh, I don't want to pay for some convict to get new law books, that stinks. Just remember, it's your claim that this is a nation of laws. It's not a nation of laws if the person charged with them can't put their hands on them. And it's pointless to put these people in jail. Sam was in jail for remaining silent and filming as a member of the press.
Yeah.
These are not good. Both of these are contrary to the highest law in the land. It's disgusting. It's a miscarriage of justice on all points.
And it doesn't even have to be a financial issue. The stuff is online free. I put links in the article posted on Freekeen about this to say, look, here's right. where you can download it from or print it out and stick it in the law library. This problem could be solved in a few hours.
You know they have an internet connection at the jail. It would
they
be
do.
A matter of popping a $20 wireless card into the computer that they already have and opening up a web browser.
Well, in jails,
they have to restrict it.
Sure they would.
In jails, they're very, very concerned with the whole war game scenario where some convict gets a hold of a computer and manages to take over the world with it. I mean, when I was in prison, I can tell you that by the vast majority of them had no idea how computers work. So they were concerned about computers in general. They didn't have to be connected to the interwebs. They were just the very fact that a convict could touch a computer was dangerous.
Yeah, the people I talked to, once they found out I had some legal background, they would come up to me and talk to me about how do I get the police report? They don't even know about the right to know request the open records request where you submit papers saying this is what I'm looking for and the government's supposed to pull it together and give it to you.
How would they know? You don't learn this stuff in school.
No.
There are so many laws out there, it's impossible to know them all. It's impossible to read them all. Is that what they're going on? Is that what the system is going to say? Well, you should already know the laws. We don't have to show you the laws. You should already know what they are. As though they themselves know what the laws are. They don't know. And some of the more honest cops or bureaucrats will admit to you that they don't know. And they couldn't possibly know all the laws.
Well, the dishonest ones won't say that they know them. They just won't discuss it.
Exactly.
So I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Whatever. They just simply will not discuss it with you.
So when you ask the superintendent of the jail about this situation, who generally appears to be a very nice man, he's with us on the issue of drug reform. He's a member of law enforcement against prohibition. He's not the worst, most sadistic jail superintendent in the world, but that doesn't mean he's not a bureaucrat, and so he still suffers from the same issues that all bureaucrats suffer from, and one of the major ones they suffer from is a lack of incentive, to give a damn. And in this case, he told you that, oops, well, you know, it's not my problem. The law library is taken care of by the defense attorney's office.
Actually, he said he was not aware of any deficiencies in the law library, and the last time that he talked to the public defender's office, they assured him that it was up to date.
And they are supposedly the ones that are in charge of keeping it up to date.
According to him.
So you called them. What did they say?
They said, hey, we're a private corporation. We have no relationship with the jail. We don't maintain the law library. The lady Jan that I talked to has been the manager of the public defender's office for at least 20 years. I forget the date that she told me or the year that she told me. And she said they have never, ever done anything with the law library at the jail.
Not our department.
Yeah.
Not our problem.
I mean, they're separate. They're independent attorneys who are getting paid by the state to come in and defend these people. So then I figured, okay, well, the next step, I guess, would be to call the prosecutor's office, because in Texas, the prosecutor's job is to ensure that justice is done, that they're there to make sure that all of this stuff is fair and that the justice is being served. And I can't imagine that it would say something different in New Hampshire law. They got a question into Peter Heed, the county attorney, and he said, nope, not our responsibility.
So nobody knows whose responsibility it is. I mean,
they suggested that it would be the jail's superintendent's responsibility.
Right back around to where you started then.
Yeah.
The buck's been passed right back to him. So you tried calling him again?
Well, no. So then I called the county commissioner. And he's out on vacation for at least a week. And, you know, I got left a voicemail, as Mark was describing before. Eventually you get to somebody who's not there and leave him a voicemail.
And then you cross your fingers and hope they'll call you back.
Exactly.
So that's where it sits then, basically.
And, yeah, and in the meantime, there are people who can't even get a decent copy of the court rules, which are available free online.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be able to call witnesses in their defense. And, you know, hey, they may get an extra 2, 3, 5, 10 years tacked on to their sentence at a cost of $15,000 a year to you, at least. And it's just too bad.
You know, and it's this crap here, this same kind of crap that let me know that the Free State Project was the only hope we had for liberty in our lifetimes. Because, you know, I know that a lot of people out there, you know, they've got families and all that other reason that they want to stay where they are. And I get that. Those are all valid reasons. I'm not going to diminish those. But the idea that you would go it alone, you know, one or two or a few people, a handful of people trying to get customer service out of any level of bureaucracy, mm-hmm. it's just impossible. What you really need is to overload these bureaucrats with people that demand service out of them to the point that their apparatus simply can't handle it anymore, and they actually have to provide some service. That's really the only way that it works.
I agree.
So, and this, of course, the sad thing is right now, you're really the only one that's pursuing this, Sam. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not like a Free State Jail Coalition or anything like that that's been formed at this point. It's a very, very early on thing. I know that Dale, who is our Thursday night co-host typically, is interested in doing some sort of jail outreach. And I know that he's reached out to the superintendent because everything goes through him. He's the gatekeeper.
I called twice as an ex-convict who's made good to talk to them about.
Oh, so you're working on this too?
I've called two times now and left my information with whomever there at the jail, trying to be able to just to talk to convicts about, you know, making good in life. No response. Zero. They don't get back to you.
What are you supposed to do?
You're biased, Mark. I mean, we couldn't go in and interview Kurt, a friend of ours who was injured by police and is in the Westmoreland jail. We couldn't go interview him because he's we know him. So he wouldn't let us have a member of the press in there to check on his condition.
And if you don't like it, well, too bad. You've got to pay anyway. If you don't like it, you can leave and go find a bureaucracy that'll actually respond to you somewhere in America, right? It's a bunch of nonsense. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. No, I don't like it, and I'm going to invite more people like me to come here, and then we'll figure out what the hell to do about this. I don't know what to do yet. We'll figure it out, though. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.